Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you may be on this lovely Friday, June 16th. I am your co-host. My name is Lawrence Birch, and welcome to your favorite psychic show. It's the Psychic Funhouse, everybody. And I am not alone in my efforts. I am joined by two of the most amazing people on the planet. Let me introduce you to them. If you don't know them already by their reputation, which precedes them, this is Adrian Stratton, my lovely co-host. Welcome, Adrian.
Oh, hi, Lauren. Hi, happy Friday to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Happy Friday to you.
To be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I feel wonderful that you're here, so it's mutual. And we are also joined via jet helicopter in from Saint-Tropez, the lovely and much esteemed man with a plan, wearing a caftan, the psychic to the stars, Mr. Michael J.
Hello. Hello, my adoring fan.
Hello.
I just made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming in.
Michael, I think you're getting you're giving us an echo. You might have to mute yourself.
Is it me?
I don't think so. I'm hearing it from you.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oh, there he is.
There you go. See, that's what happens.
Yeah.
You have jet lag, right?
You went outside to turn on the green
much
portion.
Much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Well, here we are, another show, getting very close to the beginning officially of summer. And this weekend, we have a holiday coming up, which is Father's Day. So, the fact that both of those events are taking place pretty close to each other inspired me to do some thinking about it. I came across a lovely article by a woman named Julie Peters online in the Spirituality and Health website. And so I'll give her credit for this idea. Can't claim my original thinking, although I did tweak it a little bit. But we're going to talk a little bit before we get to our callers and readings about the energies that Father's Day brings, as well as the energy of the summer solstice and how we might think about what those energies mean to us, how we might take what we need from those energies and leave the rest and work with them. So so let's jump right in, shall we? Yeah. So,
yeah.
So Father's Day is, when we pay homage to the male side of our parentage and honor masculine parenthood, which can come in many forms. And the solstice is, of course, when a lot of us think of the feminine divine being honored. It's when the sun is at its highest in the sky and it energizes the earth, creates an environment for fertility. The earth receives the energy. And abundance will follow, right? So so these are gender-based concepts that have been around in traditional cultures for a long, long time, but they also are fluid in those cultures, and they're becoming more fluid in ours, which is, I think, a very good thing. aspects of gender roles have been pretty oppressive to people, and so people are finding their own balance with that. Some people are becoming aware that they're non-binary or gender fluid, or that they're gender neutral. They don't really subscribe to one gender or the other, or there's something else happening there. So these energies as well can be a part of your Father's Day experience and your summer solstice observation. You want to be inclusive with everyone. The idea is just that there's some really interesting things happening in the universe that we can partner with in order to really uncover the divine within all of us, I think is the main message, right? So any thoughts from my co-hosts about any of those concepts, or are you going to observe Father's Day, or what happens for you around the solstice? Does the sun shine through the magical portal you have and light up the special map so you're going to be able to pay for the rest of the upgrades to the Psychic Funhouse with your millions of gold bars?
Oh, my. Well, Lawrence, thank you for writing and developing this show. So Father's Day, my father passed, I think it was like 38 years ago. So he's been gone a long time.
Wow.
But what I do, I oftentimes will call or talk to some of my male friends and, as appropriate, wish them a happy Father's Day as a way to, honor the energy and honor my friends. And so that's one of the things that I will do. And I will certainly spend some time in thought as well as meditation, connecting with my dad and expressing love and gratitude. And so that's what comes to my mind right now anyway.
So did you have a uncomplicated relationship with your father, or was it all simplicity and ease of communication, or were there challenges that...
Oh gosh, lots of challenges. Lots of challenges. Well, just so my dad was what I knew of him anyhow. He was a physician and greatly loved by his clientele, patients. Greatly respected by his colleagues, and so his professional life was excellent. Parenting skills, he was not really available emotionally, maybe because he worked all of the time, maybe because he just didn't really know a great deal about parenting and certainly how to reach out beyond his comfort zone emotionally, to connect. But and he was an interesting guy, and I don't want to take up all the time, but you asked me like what was he like, and a quick example was as a student in high school, I got good grades, certainly wasn't a straight A student, but I got a few A's and a lot of B's and a couple of C's in there. And I remember showing my dad my report card one time, and he looked at it and he told me that basically that it wasn't good enough, that the B's were not good enough. They should have been A's. And so it was kind of that thing that I just kind of took to mean, at that time that I wasn't good enough. And I carried that stuff, you know, for a long time until I finally learned different, you know, the, that wasn't the truth, you know, but yeah, Dad was an interesting man, Pisces, and Mom was a Leo, so, you know, I think that's probably enough said right there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing what parents instill in us in an effort to, you know, help us along. They think they're, you know, doing the right thing, and a lot of times they are, but there are a few mistakes. Yeah, thank you for sharing all that. That's really, really meaningful. Appreciate that. Michael,
you're welcome.
Do you have thoughts on our topic, either the solstice or Father's Day or your relationship with your dad or both, or your masculinity, your femininity?
A lot of daddy issues, that's for sure, and more ways than one. And we just didn't get along. And my dad was a very macho man. And he was a first-generation American. So, and he was in the Army, and he loved sports. And so everything was about masculinity to him, being very masculine. And, you know, I think he was hoping for a son that was very masculine and played sports and worked in construction like he did. And, well, sorry, he lost out.
Oh, well, you could have pulled me.
Short straw when he got me. You know, I wasn't masculine. I wasn't macho, and I hated sports. And, you know, I loved the creative arts. And I, you know, was when I was young, I wanted to be a ballet dancer. And my mom signed me up for ballet. And, oh, my God, he found out. And that was it. Like, get him out of there. So I couldn't ballet dance. But, you know, I made art a lot. And, you know, so we had a very tumultuous relationship, you know, up until my late 20s, maybe early 30s. And then he started to mellow out a little bit, and I did too through my journey, my spiritual journey. And after my dad died, you know, he didn't come to me for a long time, and I couldn't understand it. I'm a medium, like, for God's sake, hello, come through. And he started coming through just recently, so... Yeah, it took him a long time, and he's been coming through a lot and through other mediums, and to apologize and to make amends for the way he was. And so, you know, he's really, we've done a lot of healing in the relationship. It's so beautiful. And and I appreciate that, you know, and now he sees, like, wow. I was not a good father, and I'm sorry, and I never really saw you for who you were, but I saw you as what you weren't, because I wanted you to be something else. And so he sees that now, and he apologizes, and he likes me for who I am now. And so it's nice to be able to make amends with our loved ones on the other side, even after they leave their body. There's still hope.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. And from my experience being a medium, it's always about making amends with our parents. You know, they, and on their part, they want to. They will own their stuff. And they will apologize. And so, you know, it's amazing when the fathers show up, apologize. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very vulnerable place
true.
To be in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad your dad didn't recognize the athleticism inherent in ballet. I mean, you know, like football players take ballet. And he could have been
yeah.
a British.
I know.
Right?
I
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
True.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ballet well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, back in the 60s, I mean, come on. They didn't, right? It wasn't about ballet. It was about putting on a helmet and crashing into others.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Getting tackled on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Testosterone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have
what
a
about
practice
you?
For the soul? I was going to ask you first. Do you have anything you do for the solstice? Do you go out and on your back porch and pray to the sun god in your loincloth caftan or?
I do that every evening.
I don't.
That's not just reserved for the summer solstice. That's
Got
reserved
it.
For the evening, every evening.
Honoring your Aztec and Mixtec ancestors, no doubt. Very nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know you do
yeah.
that, right? I think I've received a couple photos from you.
Well, that's because you're on my pay-per-view subscription, so you get the good stuff.
There we go.
Yeah.
I didn't,
you might want
I
to
didn't
give out
know.
Your
Adrian doesn't know about that.
Account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they...
You should give out your OnlyFans account.
They closed my OnlyFans account down recently because I wasn't doing enough content. So. It's cutthroat. Now that Elon owns it. So.
Yeah.
About
yeah,
the volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I do every chance I get when the weather's nice. I'm out getting my vitamin D. So I was out there today.
Mm-hmm.
Got my little chrome dome sunburn today. Yeah, my, you know, my father's still alive, I think, of the three of us. So that's, as far as I know anyway, knock on bamboo. He's not in the United States. He's in a different country, so we don't have a lot of direct communication. And my parents divorced when I was about 9 years old, and I didn't see him that much after that until I was an adult. So, and he had a lot of different challenges in his life coming up, and you know, but he also imparted some pretty good things to me. You know, both my parents were in the healing arts. My mom became a dentist, and my dad went into chiropractic. So I have kind of an interesting relationship with science and alternative science, let's call it that. And then, you know, so definitely both my parents were an influence on me picking up herbalism and going into clinical medical and shamanism. My dad was really open to that, so... yeah, no, I think he would have liked it, you know, I was plenty masculine, I think, enough for him, maybe even more than he expected, but to suit his taste, but I think he would have liked it if I was more ambitious and financially successful. That was kind of a marker of, you know, success for him, was to be a really, you know, be a player in that way, and I just, really, and still I'm not that interested in that whole dynamic. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, refuse money when it's showered on me, but never been a big priority for me. So that was one of our conflicts. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Solstice-wise,
you know,
yeah, go ahead. Adrian.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you, Lawrence, you know, mm-hmm. with my dad, I had the choice of either being a doctor like him or a lawyer. That's what, you know, he told me. And I told him that what I wanted to do was train show horses for a living.
Nice.
And his response was, well, you know, you can't do that because you never make any money at it. So I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Hmm. Did you go on to train show horses? That's an aspect of you I don't
I did
really
not,
know about.
I did not. I continued to ride horses, show horses for a long time. No, never did. Never went to law school either. So.
Well, when Michael gets his inheritance, I think we should divert some of those funds to your let's get Adrian a pony fund.
Yeah.
You deserve a pony.
Very good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember when I signed up for college at that art college, and he asked me, he was like so perplexed that I would go to art school. He's like, well, how are you going to make money doing that?
Yeah.
Couldn't grasp it at all. I was like, I'll make money, Dad. Don't worry. Well, I don't know how you're going to make money. Okay, thanks. Bye. Thanks for the input.
Yeah.
Showered with Yeah, well, I can relate. I mean, I ended up with a painting degree myself, took a lot of writing classes, but also science classes. So I ended up teaching anatomy, physiology. But, yeah, it's an interesting process.
Wow.
My dad was a little more supportive of my creative side because he was a wannabe writer, so we had that in common, although sometimes that would be conflictual as well. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. You know, sometimes your parents want, you know, I think there's a duality going on where they want you to succeed and do better than they did. And then there's also sometimes a conflict about that, because if you do better than they did, what does that mean about them, you know, to varying degrees?
Yeah.
You know?
Never know. Yeah.
We have a lot of lovely callers, listeners, but I was thinking before we got to them, the other aspect of today's show, I thought it would be good that came again from the article by Miss Julie Peters. She had a really nice meditation ritual, so I thought we could kind of get comfortable and close our eyes a little bit, and I would read some of these questions that you can meditate on for a minute or two and see what comes out of that. So if you're interested, you can just kind of loosen your clothing a little bit. Don't get naked. You don't want to do that. But get comfortable and sit yourself back. Maybe start focusing on your breath. Focus on the sound of my lovely voice. And we'll just put these thoughts out there. Let your mind play around with them a little bit. So the first question we're going to look at has to do with the harvest, which is what the solstice kicks off. So what is the harvest of my life at this point in the year? What have I been building on since the winter solstice way back in December? So what am I harvesting? And what have I been building? Think about that for a few moments. What comes to mind? Okay, and so the next concept here is what is missing in my life? What do I want more of? What am I ready to receive? What's missing? What do I want to bring into my life? What kind of abundance do I want to generate? Okay, and then next is, how am I engaging with sensuality, with sexuality, fertility, pleasure, and food right now. What's my relationship with those things, with food and pleasure, fertility, sexuality, and sensuality? Good, good. All right. Lots to look over there. Okay, a couple more left. So what's my relationship like with my father? How would I like it to be, or how would I have liked it to be? What would I change? If I could go in and wave a magic wand with that parental relationship, what would be different? All right, very good. And then finally, what's my relationship with the masculine, feminine, and non-binary energies within myself? What do I feel those energies mean? What do they mean to me when I consider my masculine aspects or my feminine aspects or my gender-neutral aspects or a different gender entirely? What comes up for me when I consider those? So just take a look at these. Don't edit. Just allow things to come up and consider them. All right. So, and before I forget, happy Pride Month, by the way. So however you celebrate, I hope it's a safe and happy event for you. And also, that you have a good solstice and a happy Father's Day. And thanks for joining us here on the Psychic Funhouse. How did that go for you guys? Any thoughts before we go to calls? Adrian, you look like you're pretty deep in thought.
Hey, yeah, but we don't have enough time.
Okay, we'll save it. We'll save it for the green room.
Yeah.
I just transmit it.
I mean, what I could tell you really quick is like, as far as harvesting, you know, it's been about setting intentions and manifestation of work and improved financial conditions and those kinds of things, as well as greater opportunities to be of service and expand the healing and helping work that I do. And I've seen a lot of that come to fruition, quite fortunately. And I certainly believe that there's more, to come. So that's about all I have time for right now. Because otherwise, that's pretty deep stuff. But I can't. I guess I could also tell you in terms of like being able to honor my masculine energies. I see that in terms of the warrior energy that I have, that I bring to some of the work related stuff that I do. It's the energy that pushes me forward. The feminine energies that I have, of course, are my sensitivities to energy, and I relate that often to my intuition and spiritual connections, although both energies certainly interact with my spiritual life, are my spiritual life.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot going on in there. I love it. That's very good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. This is turning out to be another one of those profound shows. I love that. Michael, did you want to chime in with anything?
Those are big questions and there's a lot of information. For me, though, I guess the biggest thing is, you know, my relationship with my father has changed, and that is so important to me, you know. Uh-huh. And surprising me that it changed with him on the other side, mm-hmm. not in his body. It started while he was in his body, but it really progressed after he left his body. And so for me, that's really profound. And the other thing is, you know, I think I'm pretty much in touch with both my masculine and feminine side. I've always been not the most masculine guy out there. And and I'm not afraid of it. And so it's fine. And I guess I feel blessed to be able to not get cornered in that or boxed up into always mm-hmm. trying to be masculine. Yeah. So I'm blessed.
That's just be able to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, great stuff from you guys. So thanks for sharing all
what
that.
What about you?
Yeah,
about
how about
me?
You, Lauren? What have you been harvesting? Yeah.
Well, a lot of weed, seems like, at least literally. Well, you know, it's interesting. I had some requests from clients and customers to make a product for my herbal business. Kind of came at the same time. I have these really wonderful salves that I make, one that's cannabis-based and another one that's not just CBD. And then also I make this really amazing healing salve with pine pitch and honey and jojoba oil, chaparral, a bunch of other really good herbs. And I call it Golden Desert Salve. And it was nice to get some interest from old customers and clients again about products that I really enjoy that I thought were really great, and then to get that affirmation from people saying, "Oh, you know, I haven't had this in a long time, but I really like some more." So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, those are good things.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. All right. Well. Let's see. Are we ready to go to the races? Well, I hope the horses are doing better. I think we got callers. Yes, we do. Oh, hello, Mr. Ed. Thank you for calling. Wow, you don't say. Horsing around. All right, we ready to take some calls, do some readings? What do you think, folks? Should we do this?
Yeah,
do it.
Any information? All right. So here on the Funhouse, we'll ask what your name is that you care to share and where you're calling from. And if you'd like to engage with our topic tonight about making connections between Father's Day and the summer solstice, you are definitely encouraged to do so. All right, here we go. First caller tonight is area code 860. Hi there, 860. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Lawrence, Michael, and Adrian. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, thank you so much. Lisa Marie from Connecticut. And
hi,
my
Lisa
father
Marie.
Died. Hi, my father died on the morning of summer solstice on the longest, I always call it the longest day of the year in more ways
than
one.
Wow, that's really profound. Yeah. Sorry to hear that he's passed. So.
Well, I'm 24 and pregnant, so it really sucked big time.
Yeah, I can imagine. Wow.
I was really hoping you guys could bring him through tonight for me.
Uh-huh.
Is that possible?
Well, let's find out.
We can see.
Okay, thank you. His name is Bob.
Okay, Bob. Okay, thank you. I was just going to ask. Yeah. I'm getting a gentleman, Lisa Marie, and the energy he shows me, it feels like the two of you were very connected, close, like you were like his favorite almost, you know, just really adores you. And also, do you understand this?
Yes.
He wants you to know that he did see the birth of your child.
Oh.
I'm getting, it feels kind of like you wondered if he saw your son, you said it is? A boy?
Yes.
A boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, named after.
And you wondered if he saw the birth of your son. And so he wants you to know he did, and he was there with you during the birth.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. And he loved your son very much. Very much. And he wants you to know he's around all of you still. He's never left you. And he sees your son all the time. And he adores him. And he's very proud of you. And he's very proud of his grandson. He says you're a very good mother. I'll leave you with that, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Lisa Marie. This is Adrian. And
hi.
I also had a male energy there show up for you, and certainly your dad, but... I have a question for you. Do you have a brother?
Yes.
Okay. And the relationship that you've had, let me just stop for a second. So your dad is also focused quite a bit on your brother, and at this moment, has your brother been in some kind of trouble or had some health issues or something that has the family concerned?
I haven't seen anybody since my mother died 14 years ago. They all disbanded.
Okay.
She was the glue, and when she left, everybody disbanded. It's pretty awful.
Okay. So what I am getting from your father is about your brother. And I'm not getting that your brother has passed, but that he's expressing some concern for him, and is hopeful that you both might find a way to reach out to one another. You might be able to help your brother. There's for your brother to understand some things. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but overall, your father is letting me know that, like I said, he's focused in also on this brother of yours, and he's concerned about him and his well-being. And it might you might be in a position to help him. That's he's kind of showing me like a bridge, and that might mean just simply communication is what he's hoping for. So I don't know if you've attempted to find your brother or not, or any of your other siblings.
Honestly, I called him when I was in the ICU 2 years ago and almost died, and he said, "What do you want? What are you dying of now?" and hung up on me. So,
yeah. definitely a tough relationship there. That's definitely, I think, why your father is so concerned.
Yeah. Me too. Kind of sucks. I really took care of him growing up. I really took a lot of care of him growing up.
Yeah, your dad knows that, by the way. You know, he knows that. Yeah.
Even as an adult, door to each other, and his wife didn't cook. He lived on Captain Crunch, and I made dinner every night, and I'd knock on his door, and he'd grab the plate, and he'd disappear, and 3 minutes later, I'm not kidding, he'd be at my back door with clean plate, and I mean clean, he washed it.
Wow. So it's kind of interesting, then. It might be fair to say that despite all of the things that you know, went down as you guys were, you know, growing up and even certainly into adulthood after your mom passed, you probably had some good memories. There's probably some good things there that maybe you can build upon if you can make that bridge.
It was all good. It was all good. I know a lot about health, and unfortunately I've been sick my whole life and saved my life many times, so I would be happy to help him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good luck with everything,
so
Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you all.
Yeah.
Thank
appreciate
you
coming on and sharing with us. Take care.
You too. Thank
Take
you.
Take care. All the best to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye for now. All right. Yeah. Well, the big one, you know, family, parents, father relationships. Challenging for sure. All right. Are we ready for caller number two? Got a lot to get to. Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we go. Back to the phone. This is area code 856. Heather, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with H. Lawrence and Michael. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. Rosemary. How are you?
Rosemary. Uh-huh. How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah?
Doing
very good. Very good. Yeah? Are you doing anything for Father's Day or the solstice?
Probably taking my father shoe shopping probably Sunday.
Shoe shopping. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you have a particular style of shoe that he likes or that you'd like to get him?
Don't know what he wants in the size, so I'm just taking him and he gets what he wants.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's nice of you. Very good. Yeah. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Just whatever you have to pick up.
They would pick up. Okay. Let's see. Michael, are you picking up anything?
Not right now. Excuse
excuse me, not right now. I'm still tuning in. Okay. How about you, Adrian? Adrian's a little faster than I am.
She is faster than you. That's fair.
I don't. Oh, goodness. Hi, Rose Marie, Maria. I think you've called in before, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
I just came back from traveling and back to work.
All right. Well, what I get is opportunity coming up for you to celebrate. So I don't know exactly what that means. I don't know how work is going, but there may be some good news coming to you at work regarding maybe more money, different work hours. I'm just getting that your work environment might be really positive, getting ready to get very positive for you, and that's going to lead to celebration. Does that make sense?
Not really, because I just started this job, and I'm doing a day right now until a couple weeks. I'm not liking the hours.
All right. Well, you might want to talk to somebody.
Yeah, I have to wait about 3 months before I can change. That's what they said the other day.
Well,
yeah.
Let us know how it goes, Rose.
That's
Maria.
All
good
I
to
got.
Hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad your travels were, sounds like they were rejuvenating. So, yeah.
Cool. Appreciate
have a good, it. Have a good night. Yeah, you bet. You bet. Enjoy the solstice. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye now. You're welcome. Okay, before I go on, the lawyers have been beating at my door, and they're going to beat me up pretty soon if I don't mention that. I know. This show and all its representatives, agents, employees, and Confederates are amateur entertainers. We're not professionals by any means. And so you want professional.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I'm speaking for you. Don't play. So if you want professional, legal, zoological, embryological, mineralogical, speleological, or illogical advice, you should go see a professional. Somebody who will definitely have a certificate of professionalism somewhere in their possession that they can show you as their bona fide. I have a certificate. I'm a certified herbalist, but I'm not a professional. Totally different field. So we're entertainers here. So if you're entertained, you're at the right place. If you're not entertained, I don't know what to tell you. But okay, is that good? All right. The lawyers are putting the briefcases down now, and they're starting to mumble among themselves about Trump. So I know we're good. Okay, let's move on. This is our next phone call. This is area code 929. Hi there, 929. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Adrian, Lawrence, and Michael. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hello?
Hello, it's you.
Hi.
You're here. Who are you?
I'm doing well in yourself.
Hello, myself. Okay, great. Yeah, do you have a name you want to share with us? Do we know who to call you?
Oh, yes. Yes, my name is Stacy, and I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Did I hear Stacy? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. How are you doing tonight, Stacy?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm just having some dinner.
Okay. Well, I hope it's tasty. Do you have any comments about Father's Day that's coming up? Your relationship with the masculine, or Any special activities planned for the observation of the summer solstice?
Weekend, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say hi to my father, Lee. Although he's not listening to Block Talk Radio, I still want to give him a Father's Day special hello. And,
absolutely accepted.
Yeah. So for Father's Day, he's actually moving back to New York this summer.
Uh-huh.
Georgia, he's moving. Yeah, he's moving to Long Island.
Long Island, nice.
Yes. So I am going to send him a father. I didn't even get a chance to pick up a Father's Day card. And I'm glad that I'm listening to your show because I will go out and get a card tomorrow and mail it to him.
There you go. You're welcome. I'm sure he'll appreciate that, and sounds like it's going to be closer, so the two of you will be able to spend Father's Day together maybe next year.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for us as far as the reading goes or anything? Yeah,
let me ask you guys now. So I work at this call center, and I'm kind of intuitive. I just haven't really put everything together yet. So last Monday, as I was walking toward the office, I got like this image, which I know is true, that the call center is going to be moving. And I see them asking the employees if they wanted to move with the company or take the severance package.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question would be, because I am looking for another job, but I might want to stay there since they're giving out the severance package, you know. So I guess my question is, do you think this is going to happen before August? Because they're kind of flaky. They're not really saying much, but I think it's happening. I know I'm not crazy. but I know it's, I feel that it's going to happen, but I'm not 100% sure. But I think when it does happen, it's going to be like a last-minute notice, and they're not going to give anyone, for example, a two-week notice. I think it's going to be like, okay, we're going to have a meeting, and this is what's going to happen, you know. But I don't. I think it's all going to happen all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to see, what do you think?
Well, I can go first. You know, I think what's interesting is the vision that you're getting is kind of an idealized version of the company, in a sense. You know, like the severance package and the notice and, you know, the option to move with them or not. But listening to you and hearing what the reality of the company is, I think that's a much more accurate portrayal of how they're going to act and react when the time comes for them to change venues, which is, like you said, you know, no notice or, you know, last minute or just things aren't really organized that well. And I heard you say that you're maybe looking for another job or considering another position. I think that's a really good place to put your energies. I don't get the sense that you're really happy with this company. There's no, it's kind of a filler position for you, you know. You could be doing a lot more. You have really good, what's too bad for the company and really for you is you have really great customer service skills. Like, you're very personable, very professional, and you really take a lot of time, I think, to make sure that you know the content of what you're talking about or selling or promoting, and customers come away from you feeling like you really listen to them. So, you know, finding a company that really partners with your expertise, I think, is what would be the best use of your time between now and when this company moves, which I don't think is going to, you said maybe before August. I get this going to happen, like the week after July 4th, so that following week.
Really? Wow. Okay.
a little less than a month.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's see what my comrades have to say. They're getting anything for you, Steve. Michael, Adrian?
Hi, it's Adrian. I definitely agree with Lawrence. I got September, and I do think that the company is going to be quick to make some moves and some changes. The only thing that's interesting about what you said and the energy around them, excuse me, is the idea of severance packages. When I think of severance, I think of, something that an employee has been around a long time to be able to acquire a severance package. I'm so accustomed to employees, employers just letting people go. So when you think about actually being able to receive severance pay, that says a little bit of something about stability to me. So it's kind of contradictory almost. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. But nevertheless, yes, that's the feeling that I get is that come September, they're going to be making some moves, making some changes, and it'll happen pretty quick.
Okay.
All right. Michael, do you have anything for Stacey?
I do. I don't know. I don't think it's anything beyond what they're saying. But I do feel like a change is coming at the company. And to me, it feels like end of summer, beginning of fall. Right around there. Do feel some severance packages, but I don't think they're going to be great. I think they're going to be a little anemic. And,
okay.
I don't think people are going to be too happy with them. Yeah. So I wouldn't count on something big there.
I see. Okay, so I'm going to start actually looking for a new job. I won't hang around.
Yeah, I wouldn't hang around just to wait for that. I really don't think they're going to be substantial.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start looking for a job now.
Yeah.
Great.
Just remember, it's usually easier to find a job when you already have one.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And also ask your guides to help you.
There you go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
so
come back.
Hang around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
call
let us know what happens.
Please.
Well, give us an update.
Okay.
You always like
let
to hear
us know what happened.
So it sounds good. Okay.
We're rooting for you. You definitely deserve the best, so make that happen.
Yeah.
Manifest. And then have a good solstice. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Lai.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Well.
Such a nice voice.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, my friends, we have come to the end of another saga. The Psychic Funhouse is shutting the rides down and chasing everybody out. Get your last ear of corn and cotton candy and that big turkey leg you've been wanting. I know you want it, Michael. I can tell. I'm free to go.
Yes. You know, yeah, stop telling my secrets.
No. No reason to get that excited. Goodness. Okay. Our organ player wants to get out of here. He always does that when he's got a plane to catch or something. I just want to thank my lovely co-hosts, Debonair and always amazing Ms. Adrienne Stratton. And let's see, what do I say about Michael? just really nice guy. Michael is a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Super dude. What's that?
Right back at you, Lawrence.
I'm totally receiving it. Yeah, I'm feeling it. Feeling the love. And, of course, our callers, thank you for calling in, all of you. I'm sorry we didn't get to everybody today, but we had a very poignant topic to discuss, so we spent a little extra time on that. But you can call again next week. We're here every week. You can follow us on all your favorite podcast platforms, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Google, and many of the minor ones as well. We're all over the internet. And we have amazing archives. We have over 100 shows you can listen to. So while you're at the beach or up in the mountains at your cabin, you can pop us on and gain some wisdom and insight into your world and ours. And following us ensures that you never miss a show. So you can follow us. You can leave a comment. Give us some ideas for shows that you'd like to see. Or tell us what a wonderful job we did helping your financial portfolio so everybody else can share in the fun and excitement. Last but not least, thank you to the spirit. We felt your presence here today. We're grateful for everything you do to keep us out of trouble and keep our game sharp. And the love and support, we are in your debt. All right. Anybody else have anything to say? Any announcements or anything else before we give people our contact info? Michael,
no.
Adrienne?
No.
No? All right. Well, Adrienne, how do people get in touch with you for readings and healings and classes?
Thank you. Sure. Mm-hmm. Best way would be go to my website, which is ravenmessages.com, and you can call me directly or text me, whatever you prefer, at area code 714-376-7289. I do in-person readings as well as Zoom and telephone. That's that.
Nice. Very, very good. Very good. Michael, what's the best way for get your A-lister clients to chase you down in between all the activities you do here and abroad, my friend?
Yes, you can schedule a session and reach me through michaeljespinoza.com, and you can also call or text me at 562-457-0457, and you can book a reading or a healing or both. I'd love to work with you. I see clients in person again and virtually.
Nice.
Please book a session at your leisure. How about you, Mr. Lawrence Birch?
Yes. Well, I'm so glad you asked. Well, you can call me. You can text me. 541-344-7534 is the number. GivingTree@earthlink.net is my email. My website is GivingTreeFarm.com, and I'm still dancing with the devil. I'm on Facebook, but my Twitter account is not active, so at least that isn't happening. But you can find me on Facebook at GivingTreeFarm.com. For all your verbal needs. All right. Well, Adrian, would you like to take us out?
Well, you know, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Lawrence, for a wonderful show, great topic. And Michael, thank you so much for being you, and thank you to the callers. You know, it's been a very special evening, very special topic, and lots of very deep and honest sharing. And thank you all very much for participating. And we'll see you next week.
All right. All right, everybody. Well, the wolves are at the door. We better go answer it.
Uh-oh.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. Happy Pride, happy Father's Day, and Merry Solstice. See you next time.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Bye.